Tonight I want to speak to you about a golden opportunity, a golden opportunity. It's in light of something that I'm sure most all of you have seen something about. Because the context is that I want to draw from is a man by the name of Ted Williams, not a baseball player of note from years gone by, but a homeless man by the name of Ted Williams. You see, there was a videographer for the Columbus, Ohio Dispatch that saw Ted Williams with this sign in hand, had seen him several times, and noticed that on this sign that he claimed to have a God-given gift of a voice. So having his camera in hand, he videoed Ted Williams to give him an opportunity to display his God-given gift of voice. And due to modern technology and the help of Chris Presley and Mike Hankins, we're going to show that clip to you as a beginning to our lesson. Let's view that together.
There are often homeless people asking for change at freeway exit ramps, but recently there's been this guy with an interesting sign at I-71 and Hudson Street. His handwritten sign says he has the God-given gift of a great voice.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. And we'll be back with more right after these words. And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert. Thank you so much. Well, when I was 14 years old, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. When I was 14, I kind of listened to one of our area radio announcers. And I went as a field trip to go meet the guy, and he looked nothing like what he sounded like. So I asked him about that, and he said to me, listen, radio is defined theater of mind. And so when he said theater of mind, I just said, well, hey, I can't be an actor, I can't be an on-air personality, but the voice just became something of a development over years, and I went to school for it. And then alcohol and drugs and a few other things became a part of my life. And I got 2 years clean, and I'm trying hard to get it back, and hopefully somebody from one of these television or radio say, hey, I need a voiceover, or I need something. So, you know, I'm hoping one day, watch Family Guy, weeknights at 7:30 on Fox 28. Anything, but that's what it is, and I love radio.
This video was provided on that Columbus Dispatch website. Someone snatched it, put on YouTube, and as the saying goes, it went viral. That doesn't sound good. But what that means is that it spread like wildfire, and there were over 13 million hits to view that video. That means over 13 million people went out and watched this clip about Ted Williams. Since that, how many of you have seen something about this? I figured every hand would go up. Since that clip became so popular and had been seen by so many, Ted Williams has been offered a number of jobs. In the past week, he has made commercials for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. He has agreed to do voiceover work for MSNBC. He was contacted by the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team. Approached about doing some announcing work, perhaps even at the Quicken Loans Arena, the team's downtown facility. He joked with the NBC on Thursday, saying that they were going to give him LeBron's old house, since he went to the Miami Heat. I think that was a joke. But amazingly, he has been offered these jobs. He's made appearances on NBC's Today Show, CBS Early Show, other radio and television programs. On Thursday of this past week, he was reunited with his mother, 90 years old. Hadn't seen one another in 10 years. I heard Ted Williams give an interview with co-anchors Erica Hill and Chris Raggi of CBS Early Show on Friday, early Friday morning. At the conclusion of the interview, Chris Raggi said to Williams, "You've got a golden voice and a golden opportunity right now. Make sure you be smart about it. A lot of people are pulling for you." That really struck me with his candidness about saying to this man who had been homeless, "You've got a golden opportunity right now. Make the most of it. Make the most of it." Indeed, this man with a golden voice has a golden opportunity. But in light of this man's experiences, the rest of the story has yet to be told. I want us to make some personal application. One is that each of us has a golden opportunity. Let me tell you some more about Ted Williams' past. He says that his life began spiraling downward in 1996 when he began drinking alcohol badly. He then used other drugs and lost interest in his radio career. His family fell apart. And despite the best efforts of his 9 children who live in the Columbus area, he ended up on the streets. He's had many troubles. His past includes a lengthy list of arrests. He served time for theft and forgery. He's been cited with numerous misdemeanors, including drug abuse. He was most recently arrested on May 14th. He pleaded guilty to a first degree misdemeanor charge of theft. In court records, his address is listed as Streets of Columbus. He acknowledged his record in an interview on the Today Show and said that he committed these crimes to support his drug habit. He'd gotten by in recent time living in shelters and occasionally with family and friends. At the time that this videographer made this initial video, he was living in a tent near a highway in Columbus. He was homeless. He was lost. He was trapped. He says he's been clean for 2 years, yet he still was suffering the consequences of some very bad choices. He was in dire need. But I tell you about Ted Williams to make parallel with our own condition outside of Christ. We were homeless. Consider this statement: we are never at home until we are at one with God. Our sin separates us from God. So in that sense, we're homeless. And many people try to fill their life, like Ted Williams, with so many other things to fill that void that only God can fill. And we're separated from Him and separated from everything that is noble and right and true. We're never at home until we're at one with Him. And that's the very reason why God sent Christ. Romans 5, verse 10. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Christ went to the cross to pay the price for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to God, so that we might be at one with Him, so that we could find our home. Ephesians 2:19, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." In the context, Paul is speaking of the enmity that had been characteristic of the Jews and the Gentiles. But he says, now you've been made one in Christ. You're all members of the household, the family, the church. But not only reconciled to one another, they were reconciled in one body to the Lord. You see, outside of Christ, we are also homeless, lost, trapped in bondage to sin. Whoever commits sin, Jesus says, is the slave of sin. John 8:34. We're in dire, desperate need, but God sent Jesus to our rescue. I find it so interesting that Ted Williams had to be discovered. Coincidentally, this videographer thought this might make a good story. Apparently, he had made this video early December and kind of set it aside until recently released it. But the wonderful thing, the good news of the gospel is Jesus, God, has already been looking. People today just simply have to discover that He's already been looking and looking to save us. Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. That's our golden opportunity, that we can be reconciled to God through Christ. We can find a home. We can be found having been lost. We can have those deepest needs in our lives satisfied. We can be set free from the bondage of sin. That's the golden opportunity that's found in Christ. But here's a second thing I want us to see from Ted Williams as it relates to our own experience. That indeed this is a golden opportunity for Ted Williams. But it's a golden opportunity that must not be squandered. And I point this out because of some of the interviews that I've seen and read about with Ted Williams and his mother, Julia. And I remember seeing one video clip of where they're being interviewed and his past is brought up. And the concern that Ted, with all of this fame and fortune perhaps, going back into those old ways, of finding it easy to slip back into some of those addictions that he's trying to put behind him. Because there's so much evidence of how easily that is done by those who have been there. His own mother expressed concern. One interview, I heard her say she's very, very concerned. And I noticed in this clip of when they were reunited after 10 years that she expressed her love for him, but she also said these words, "Please don't disappoint me. Please don't disappoint me." I couldn't help but think how much must be behind those words. How much disappointment has been suffered in the years past, in those 10 years. Were there times when Ted Williams tried to clean up his act, if you will, and then made those mistakes and went right back into them? Please don't disappoint me. Williams responds, "I'm not, Mom. I'm not. I'm through with it all." But how does that relate to us? We have a golden opportunity to be saved through Christ, but it's an opportunity that we must not squander. We must not throw it away. We must not waste it. We mustn't blow it. There's a man by the name of Demas that's only mentioned 3 times in Scripture. First, he's identified as Paul's fellow laborer. Philemon, verse 24, Paul lists some of his fellow laborers: Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. Then he's listed in Colossians 4 and verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas salute you. Just a passing reference, if you will, and some suggest that perhaps because nothing more is said, that silence may be eloquent. It may be an indication of what we're about to see about Demas, that perhaps he was slipping back into the world. Because the third reference is 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Paul's last letter, he's facing execution. The time of my departure is at hand, he has said just a few sentences prior. And in that difficult situation, when his friends and fellow Christians would have been such a support to him, he has this note of sadness. Demas has forsaken me. But why? Having loved this present world. You see, just like Ted Williams in this popularity and these opportunities that have been presented to him, he's been warned by his family, by others. He's fully aware he could easily listen to the call of the world and to be faced with those temptations with which he's so familiar. And it wouldn't take long for him to be entrapped once again. The same scenario can be played out in our lives. Many of us probably know of fellow Christians who seem to have squandered their golden opportunity to be children of God. And the reason so many times is similar to Demas. There's just things in the world that have appealed to them, that have tempted them, and in weakness they've succumbed to those temptations and are now entrapped. And so many of them know what's right, but yet they just can't let go of those things in the world, and perhaps have forsaken God, having loved this present world. Isn't that why John would write, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." Don't love the world, John says, and he's writing to Christians. Don't allow the things of this world to capture your heart again, to capture your loyalty. Don't be tempted to go back to those things of which may have characterized your life before you became a child of God. Don't squander the opportunity that you have. You've been set free from sin. Don't choose to be entangled in it again. In fact, Peter would say the same thing by inspiration. 2 Peter 2, verse 20, beginning. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, 'A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire.'" He's speaking of Christians who have turned away from God and have become entangled again in those old ways of the world. Because of their choices, they become trapped in them. And Peter says, in that state, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Because they've known that escape. They've known that salvation. But yet they've listened to the call of the world and have succumbed to it. They've squandered the opportunity. I hope Ted Williams makes the most of this opportunity. I've even heard him profess that he believes God is going to help him. And I believe with his cooperation that God will help him. I hope that Ted Williams comes to know Christ. I hope he doesn't squander the opportunity that's been presented to him. And I hope and pray that none of us squander this golden opportunity to be his children and to have an eternal home with him. How do we keep from squandering the opportunity? I want to suggest four things in closing. Number one, recognize the grand opportunity. Recognize how golden this opportunity is for you and me. for us to be children of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed or lavished upon us that we should be called children of God. He's gone to great lengths in order for us to be set free from sin and to find a home with Him, to be a part of His family. We need to recognize how great that love was and is for us to have that opportunity and to realize it is too good an opportunity, too golden to pass up or to neglect or to squander. Number two, to keep from squandering the opportunity, let's realize the consequences of desertion. I remember speaking with someone several years ago who had made some tough decisions, some wrong decisions, and was suffering the consequences, but now was seeking to get his life back on track and seeking to live for God. He made a statement to me that I'll never forget. He said, "Now when I'm faced with some scenario, I try to play that tape to the end." In other words, he tries to see, if I choose to do this action, if I choose to participate in this, what are going to be the consequences? And when faced with temptation, I hope that we'll play those tapes to the end, that we'll recognize the consequences of choosing to disregard God's will and to go back into the world. Thirdly, to help us keep from squandering the opportunity, we need to fully rely upon God, because we can't do it alone. We have to have His help. "I can do all things," Paul says, "through Christ who strengthens me." God will help us. And that's a good thing, because we cannot do it on our own. We need to rely upon His strength and not our own. And then fourthly, to resolve to follow Him fully. Because if we make that our aim, if we make that our focus, that we're going to live lives that bring glory and honor to Him, that we're going to strive to live obediently to Him, that's going to remove some temptations from us already. Having our eyes focused on and our minds and our hearts focused on following Him, that'll help us to say no to those temptations that are sure to come. Let's resolve to follow Him fully. So you see, there's a lot we can learn from a homeless person with a golden voice who's been given a golden opportunity, because he reminds us of our own condition, but he reminds us also of our golden opportunity that each and every one of us has tonight. And I hope and pray that if you haven't taken advantage of that golden opportunity, if you haven't submitted your life in obedience to the will of God, that you'll do so tonight. And that those of us who have chosen to obey the gospel, that we won't squander that opportunity, but to realize just how grand that salvation is. And that we'll allow that gratitude for that salvation to fill our hearts and to motivate us to not turn away, to not be tempted to go back into the world and forsake Him and the blessings that are found in Him. Let's not squander that opportunity. If you're subject to the invitation of Christ tonight, if it's your desire to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, if it's your desire, having wandered away, to come back home, asking for the prayers of the church on your behalf, we hope and pray that you'll let that be known. Won't you come right now as we stand and sing?